Blog Talk Radio.
Like that, we say goodbye to Cal 29. Peace, man. Good luck on your travels. Anyways, lots going on in the OFLF community right now. We got the leagues coming into the playoffs. We're going to talk a little bit about that. We got the tournaments going on. Buck Sweep's still winning everything. I think he's up around 710 members. A lot of competition coming for him, though. So we'll see how long he keeps that going. I know I've talked to a lot of guys that are labbing, preparing for him, so he's going to have to stay short. What do we got right now? We got the Group 3 single season. We still need a couple guys, I think about five or six more, so we can get started. Hopefully we can get that going by this weekend. It's only $17 to join, so basically the price of a pizza, and you know, you win $300. So basically the price of an Xbox One. Sounds like a good deal to me, but that's up to you guys. If you want to join, contact me or go directly to shop.oflnow.com. Also, we have one spot available in the tonight's Fast Four four-man tournament, so hopefully we can get that going. That's $30, win two games, win 100. And then finally, the big tournament is the 16-man West Yellowstone. Volcano came up with that name. It's $26 for a member to join. You win four games and you win $375. So that's over halfway full. So if you're planning on getting in that, do so right away. Let's see. What else do we got going on? A lot of guys in the league going through some serious life situations right now. I'm not going to speak in details about who or what they're going through. Just keep that in mind. So when you're talking shit on each other, remember that other person could be going through something right now pretty serious, because I've talked to a bunch of different guys, and they're all different scenarios and situations, but they're going through some hard shit right now. So instead of putting people down in the community, maybe pick them up for a little bit. Either way, like I always say, man, play to win. Also, a couple things. If you're going to Vegas, please contact me for the Madden tournament. I think it's $12,000 on the line. It's February 21st, February 22nd. If you're traveling out there, contact me. I'd like to speak to you about some things. So, I know Bronco and Dippin' Dots are going out there. They already told me. If you're not familiar with these two, they've been playing in some tournaments recently, and I know Bronco is in the Group 3 single season league coming up, so he's a member, and Dippin' Dots wants to. I just don't know if he has enough time to, so we'll see. Either way, keep your eyes out. They're both really good players. Speaking of really good players, the top 20 rankings will be coming out some point tonight. And the online digital magazine should be released at some point tomorrow. So keep your eyes out on that. For this radio show, if you want to follow, go to blogtalkradio.com/OFL now. Or if that doesn't work, try /OFL after dark. I'm not really sure. That way you can follow and then listen to us live. So just something to think about. Just got word we do have the fourth member, I believe, in that Fast Four tournament. So that is full. So that's cool. Just so you guys know. Going to take a look here at the playoffs. Then we're going to take a call from, I believe, Snake Eyes is going to be calling in here at some point. And maybe some other people. First of all, I want to take a look at Group 2 Multiple. Dallas Cowboys, Kansas City Chiefs, Arizona Cardinals, Seattle Seahawks, and the Houston Texans have all clinched playoff berths over there in Group 2 Multiple. Keep in mind that one, two, three of those guys actually represent Team Houston. So a lot of respect for Team Houston and what they're showing right there. Because you have We Witness, you have, it used to be Walking Hit Stick, now it's OFL, now Savage. And you also have Fat Magic 420. So whatever they're doing is working over there since all three have clinched spots. So congratulations, guys. Also, speaking about Walking Hit Stick changing his name, his gamer tag to OFL, now Savage, if you decide to put OFL now in your gamer tag, let me know. You will receive a free tournament, so it might be worth your while. Staying in Group 2, I want to take a look at the single season, and you have the Colts, the Washington Redskins, the Seattle Seahawks, the Oakland Raiders, the San Diego Chargers, the Pittsburgh Steelers, the Carolina Panthers have all clinched the playoff spots over there, so congratulations to all those guys. Keep your eye out at Carolina Panthers and coached by XTDX Slayer. He's got them at 13-1, and I expect him to pretty much breeze through the playoffs and go right into the Super Bowl, but I'm sure a lot of you listeners out there don't agree with me and will be out to prove me wrong, and I won't be upset if you prove me wrong. Good luck to everybody there. Now let's move over to Group 1, and let's take a look at single season. And we start over in the single season. Let's see who we have clinched over here. You have the San Francisco 49ers. You have the Oakland Raiders. You have the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, the Dallas Cowboys, the New Orleans Saints. The Green Bay Packers have all clinched playoff spots. Also, Ready 10 has his San Francisco 49ers at 15-0, so he's there representing Team Balkino Proud. Congratulations, Ready. He still has one more game to go, though, to remain undefeated, so we'll see if somebody can stop him. But he's looking pretty strong going into the playoffs and probably is the front runner to come home with bring a Super Bowl trophy back to Mississippi, so where he resides right now in the off season. And then when you go over to Group One Multiple, excuse me, you have the Miami Dolphins, Mad Dreams Philadelphia Eagles, you have PB number one Seattle Seahawks, and you have the Arizona Cardinals. And that's it. Everybody, those are the only teams that have clinched a spot. All very big-time players. As you guys all know, PB number one likes to lay low, likes to be off the radar. But he has won every single OFL now championship so far, so we'll see what he does. He's probably gearing up right now, going hard, preparing for the playoffs. But he has to deal with Balkino making the playoffs, and he's got them at 15-0. So that's an interesting developing story you might want to keep your eye on. I do not believe they have ever played, so if they're going to play, it would be Seattle versus Miami, so it would be the Super Bowl. And I'll go out on a limb and say it might be the highest-viewed Super Bowl we've ever had here in the NFL now. But we'll see. Those are two big players that have been around a little while that people have really been wanting to see. We have a caller now coming in. I believe this is Snake Eyes. Is that you?
Yep.
Okay, could you state your gamer tag for everybody in case they're looking for you?
Big X, Small X, Snake Eyes 45.
All right. How are you doing this evening, Snake?
Doing pretty good. I'm playing the Broncos. I mean, not the Broncos, but the Buccaneers right now.
Oh, you're playing Finesse Gigolo?
Yep.
And what's the score?
9-7 me, and I'm about to score again.
Oh, wow. So Snake Eyes is about to take the lead on Finesse Gigolo, even with that new high-speed internet that Gigolo's been boasting a little bit about. Boy, this would be a major, major upset if Snake Eyes pulls this one. Oh, okay. Well, Snake Eyes is leading. All right. Well, that's great. But let's talk a little bit about Cal 29 leaving the league unexpectedly. How do you feel about that?
It might be because of work.
Might be because of work. Do you think it had anything to do with Volcano?
Maybe a little bit.
Could you speak a little bit more in depth about that subject?
It's a very touchy subject, Cal. Very touchy.
Mm-hmm. What exactly occurred? Because I know you were kind of Cal's right-hand man, so you know a lot about him. What exactly occurred with him and Volcano?
He was mainly tired of him doing all the trades and trades with other people and stuff like that. And And he didn't want me to trade with him and stuff like that because he said that he was a ripoff at some of the trades.
Huh. So basically what you're saying is Cal left because he couldn't compete anymore. He knew he had no chance with Volcano being around. Is that what you're telling me? He left. Is that the main reason he left, because he just wasn't skilled enough to compete? Or was it more... he didn't like some of the actions that Volcano was doing in the league with the trades and running the score up?
Mainly some of the action.
Oh, okay. All right. So you think it was the actions. Okay. Huh.
So
well,
maybe
that's interesting.
Hopefully in the future he can come back and, like, maybe he can be in a league that Volcano ain't in.
Yeah, and that brings us to another point. After the call we had with J.J. Miller, we're talking to some people, some professionals, and we're trying to develop the OFL now. We're always looking to improve, you know, Snake. But we're going to look into the future going into, like, Madden 16, and if there's a way we can format our leagues to consist of certain players in certain leagues that way. You know, you don't have the way Volcano plays pissing off J.J. Miller where it ruins his experience, because we have guys of all skill levels. Yes, every single person that's in the OFL now is a highly skilled Madden player. But then we kind of have levels. There's some people at this level that are trying to step up, and then there's already people at that next level that are, you know, there's a little separation between some people. So we want them, you know, we want the experience to be great for everyone. We don't...
You mean happy yet?
Right, right. I appreciate the JJ calling in and everything. I have no problems with him venting his frustration. And it's not the first time. I mean, Volcano's name has come up multiple times.
Especially with me. It's been a very touchy thing.
Mm-hmm. And some people bitch at me for not coming as the commish for not punishing them with more harsh punishments. But what they don't fail to realize is I have come down harsh. I've kicked them out of the single season league. But the way the OFL now is set up, I can decide a punishment, determine if they broke a rule. But they can appeal, and if they appeal, I no longer have a decision. It then goes to three of the league officials, which is Freddy Krueger 1, the head of the players' union, Mad Dream, the ambassador of integrity and mental well-being, and also Crack Action, the vice president of the president of operations. So those three is in their hand, and they vote, and the majority vote then decides. So when they're the ones who accepted Balkino's appeal, not me. So just to make sure you realize that I have come down harsh on him. I've removed him from the league, but he won his appeal. And in all fairness to Balkino, we haven't seen him doing anything that would result in him being removed since. So that's a good thing.
Yeah.
Because, I mean... So let's talk a little bit about the NFL right now. What do you think the Super Bowl is going to be like? Is it going to be high scoring, low scoring? Who do you like winning this game?
I think it's going to be 50-50 because both offenses are good.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe the Patriots might be like what the Broncos did against them and just not even play their best. I mean, you never know what could happen. You know what I mean?
Well, that's true. That is true. You really don't for sure know.
Because the Super Bowl is a crazy thing. Like, look at that one interception that James Harrison had. They was basically down in our end, and the Steelers had a different read than what they had, and they couldn't see nothing. So that's whenever he went back for a touchdown.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know which play I'm talking about?
I sure do. I sure do. I remember that Super Bowl. And you're correct. Crazy stuff always does occur in the Super Bowl. I don't know exactly why, but it does.
Even some crazy things happen in the playoffs too.
That's true. Now let's switch out and go back and talk about the OFL now. What are some of the things you think that we could really work on to improve the experience for all members?
Make it more equal.
Like the leagues, you mean?
Yeah.
So you yeah, and that's the thing, and that's what I was actually talking about earlier. We need to figure that out exactly how we're going to do that. But that's something the league officials and myself have already started initial meetings and talking about how we can do that and make it equal for everyone.
And plus, I can actually put another point out there. That you should look the way that some people play certain people and try to category them like that, you know?
Talk a little bit more about that, please.
Like if a game's really close, like look at the scores, the points, the yards, and look
mm-hmm.
at all of that and try to look how they play. And try to put them in different divisions to their weaknesses and their strength. Like a 50-50 thing and, like, power them up like that. You know?
That's a good idea. I'll definitely bring that up in one of our next meetings for sure. It does sound like... Because, yeah, that's really what J.J. Miller was complaining about. It was more about... the play style that Balkino, how he played compared to what he likes to play. Like, in the Madden community, you know, you got the guys that like the, like so-called sim, and then you got the guys that like, you know, the free-for-all, play the game the way the Madden developers design it. And that's basically what the OFL now is, you know. It's pretty much you can play it the way you want to play it. But, you know, as we keep growing and we keep getting more members, and some want to play sim type ball, you know, maybe we will open up a sim league. I've always been kind of against it because it's just, I don't know, I'm just not a big fan of sim personally. It's, I don't like rules in the real world. I don't like rules on a football game. And I've had this discussion before. I actually think the Madden community has it wrong when they say sim football, because I don't think you're playing a simulation style of football when you're adding rules that aren't in the NFL. When you're saying someone can't go for it on 4th and 4 unless they're onside, you know, inside the 50 on the other opponent's side of the field, or if you're saying you can't run the same play 5 times in a row, I think that's bullshit. I don't think that should – I mean, that's fine if you want to have a league like that, but I don't think that should be considered sim ball. I don't think that's the proper lingo, because that's not realistic football. You've added rules to make it different from actual football.
Make it more
so,
funner for other people.
Yeah. So, well, I mean, it depends what side of the fence you're on. Some people think it's more fun, and some people don't. And that's what I'm saying. It's a hot topic. Every time I meet with the league officials, they always, you know, they're always talking about that. What we can do to possibly do a sim type league, but it's. Would you be interested in a sim style league, or is that not your thing?
That's not my thing. That's actually what I'm dealing with in the other league that I'm in.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I like it and hate it at the same time, but in my point in Madden career, I want to get better.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I originally joined your league and stuff, because you have 32
mm-hmm.
members and stuff, and it's like, that's what I like.
Right, right.
And I want a competition every dang on week.
Right, and you definitely get that here. And we do have another call coming in from the 407. If I believe I'm familiar with this number, is this Balkino?
What's going on, guys?
Hey, Balkino, how are you doing this evening?
I just had my league game, and I was like, just listening and too crazy.
Hear
me?
Yeah. I just wanted to let you know the brackets have come out. The shuffle is out there on YouTube. It should be out there now. So you're gonna get the first shot, because I know you're in the Fast Four tournament there. You're gonna get the first shot at the reigning champion right now. So you got Buck Sweep in the first round. I know you're one of those guys, I've talked to you before. You actually like playing the best players in the beginning of the tournament, correct?
Yeah, I'm actually really excited to see what, I mean, knock them, you know, I don't even know if I'll knock them out, but just have a good game, win or lose. I heard so much about him.
Yeah, I mean, obviously he knows what he can play. I mean, if he's able to you know, win $710 in 2 days. But that doesn't mean, we all know you can play too. Hopefully, I know you don't broadcast because you have some internet instability. But hopefully Buck Sweep will broadcast that game, because that's going to be a great game to watch. There's no doubt about it.
Yeah, and after I finish this, I'll message him and see what's the update. He's always online, so it shouldn't be too hard to get hold of.
Yeah.
I missed the first beginning of the show.
Yeah, we only got 5 minutes. Let's actually pick up where we left off last night. You ran out of time. Explain a little more. You know, let's hear your side of the story with the whole J.J. Mills little uproar, or whatever you want to call it, last night. Let's hear your side of the story. And also, let's hear, I know how the book ends here, but the listeners out there don't know how it concluded last night. So why don't you tell your side of the story and then tell everyone how it concluded?
I mean, basically, it's just two friends that were battling out. I mean, it was both misunderstandings on each side of how we played the first game and how we played the second. I mean, he came in doing what the same thing I thought he would do the first game, and he just was running it up, even though he was doing things I didn't like. I was doing things he didn't like, but we should have just partied up and popped it out before we let it get, you know, out of hand. And I apologize to him, and he apologized for me for both of us overreacting to the situation. But other than that, it was nothing too serious. I mean, I've been playing with him for, like, the last 8 years, so I don't think he's going to let one thing, you know, let 8 years go, basically.
Right. Now, I'm glad that you guys were able to talk it out, work it out. Was there a little bit of, did you purposely run the score up? Was there, deep down, were you upset J.J. Mills didn't join Team Balkino and was debating joining Team Legit? Did that have anything to do with it? Because I heard some rumors around the water.
I thought he was excited with me. I mean, I think if I really sweet-talk him, I'm sure I could get him to join Team Balkino in a heartbeat. I mean, there's so much perk that comes with just joining, you know?
Yeah.
I'm trying to get you.
Now, you're pretty, you know, you're pretty well, you know the Madden community a lot better than a lot of people in the, you've been around a while, you've been playing since, I think you've been playing tournaments and stuff since you were 13 or something. Now, I noticed you're actually familiar with a lot of these guys that I'm currently bringing into the OFL Now community, and they really like what we have here. And first of all, I want to thank every single one of you current OFL Now members that have been here, helped build in the foundation of this community. I appreciate you very much. Keep playing. We're only going to grow and we're only going to get better. So, like I said, thanks for being a part of this. But anyways, Balkino, I'm not familiar with these guys, but you seem to know a lot of them. What kind of skill levels are they bringing into the community?
They're bringing... we're talking top-notch tournament players and team players. Basically, you know, some of these players know just as much as me or maybe just as much. Like, there's a lot of, just bringing a bunch of people alone. Now we found out, I found out he's best, friends with just the two people we recruited. And we're bringing clans and groups in, which is fun. It's just going to bring a different skill level and, I have a feeling we'll see people. I mean, like I said, I don't really think anything's really glitchy in this game. It's annoying at times, but if people are complaining what I've done, wait until you start playing some of these top cats, but, who run tournament schemes or are used to running five plays and beating people. So it's going to be really interesting to see how it plays out.
Well,
I play Buck Sweet, so I want to see firsthand. I mean, I'm a tournament player myself, and I know for a fact he's a really good tournament player. So.
Mm-hmm. Now, the one thing is a lot of the tournament players aren't in – well, some of them have joined leagues, but a lot of them are just focused on the tournaments. That's where they want to be. So, and I mean, that will bring us to another topic, which we won't have time today to talk about because it's only a minute and a half, but it will be a good subject going forward on how we make the experience good for every player that wants to join the community, because this community is for everybody that plays Madden, that loves Madden. It's for, it's for the tournament players, but it's also for the league players. So
yeah, and
we're going to work.
I think over time, after we get to know everybody, I mean, it sounds, saying this, but we might have to start doing categories for single season, like some people who aren't tournament this player, and like, who don't like those kind of things, like, for example, Jay Miller Redemptions, they want to play some stuff, but what if you put them in a league with their type of level, opponent levels, where they don't have to get so, annoyed with it? I mean, I think if we do start this sim thing, it's just going to become more of a headache. Everybody has their own opinion on sim, and not everyone's going to agree on the same rules that you think sim. I don't agree with some of them. I think the fourth down rule, I've seen some, you can't punt them, once you're past the 50, you got to punt it, stuff like that, and it just varies.
Well, anyways, we got 20 seconds left. Let's get scores and predictions, Super Bowl. I'm going Patriots 24, Seattle 17. Balkino?
Which is it, 24-17? Yeah, sounds about right. I feel actually think it's probably about, like, 21, maybe 32. I don't know. I think the Patriots are going to win by at least 10.
All right, thanks. And we're out of time, Snake Eyes. We're going to get your prediction later on in the week. Thanks, guys. Peace. Fill in.